about your giant size appetite?
Man, it's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants have the week off. It is their bye weekend. Coming up on the show, we'll tell you about Tom Coughlin and the J Fund. We'll look back at the early 1980s as the Giants started building that Super Bowl tradition. But to get things started, it's time for sights and sounds of the Giants' trip to Dallas against the Cowboys, presented by Bose.
New York Giants football is on the air from high atop AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. It's New York Giants football.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go, Giants. Let's be great today, baby. Let's be great. Let's be great. Dominate.
Last time we flinched. Do not flinch. Do not flinch. Let's go, LB. We take control today. It's us. No matter where we go.
Let's do this. Everybody eats, B. Eat greedy today. This is what we do.
Everybody make the play today. Play with anger. Play with emotion. Play with intensity. Play with love in this game.
1, 2, 3.
Two receivers left. Romo back to throw. Under some pressure. Now fastball over the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys.
We'll treat 89. He's a wideout. We'll treat him all the same. He'll get cut, etc. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
All right, now.
Just keep him in front of you. Okay? Keep him in front of you.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Cowboys up 7-0, 12:44 to go in the half. Draw play right for Andre Williams. Big hole inside the 10. Gallops into the 5 and dragged down from behind there. Manning back to throw. Has time. Throws one right to the end zone. Touchdown Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that was very good pass protection.
Hey, also,
where the bounce back?
That's not...
Hey.
Oh, I tell you what, I can't hold you.
You can
thank me next week.
You see what's going to happen right there? That is going to be a touchdown.
We got a crease.
I come back.
I hit him out this way.
I know you did.
You want me to try and
no.
Get it?
No. Right. Block him right down the middle. We hold that edge. Look, you can't have a better looking hole than that right there.
Second and 16 for the Dallas 25. We got a bunch formation left with tight end. Play fake, Romo back to throw. He has time. Throwing the deep ball down the right side. His receiver fell down and it's intercepted by Prince Amukamara. Up to the 35-40. Cuts to the middle of the field. He's to the Cowboy 40. Picks up a block. He's to the 30 to the left sideline. And finally knocked down there by Murray. A 48-yard return.
Hey, come in, Bunch. Hey,
smack
it. Get some water, man.
That's what you do. Go up first, baby. That's what you do.
You know you can play with anybody.
What you say?
You know you can play with anybody.
What you say?
Manning over center. Play fake. Rolls left. Looking left. Throwing left. Completes it to the 10-yard line. Running it through a tackle. It spells, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Let's keep going, man.
Good job. Rich Bird.
That's a great play, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
That's a great play.
Yes, sir.
Wide left, one receiver split right. Romo, a little play fake, tries to freeze the defense. He's under pressure, nobody's open. Now he's going to roll to his left, throws back to the back of the end zone, and he's got his man for the touchdown. Terrence Williams.
You got to get to him more in the front four because he's doing so much of this. It's just time. You give any quarterback 4 seconds and they're going to pick you apart.
We got to get to him.
Y'all doing a good job. We got to hold them down for us.
We got to want this game better than them, man. We got to want it. That's all it is. You're blocking them. Don't give them now.
We got penalties. What's wrong with control, sir?
Keep your cool.
I was thinking.
Get
I didn't
to the end zone. Hang in there.
Manning in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. He pumps. He's under pressure. He rolls right. Throws right into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Odell Beckham Jr. gets his second of the ball game. This is going to be a 49-yarder from the left hash for Bailey. Snap is clean. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good. Final score here in Arlington. The Dallas Cowboys 31, the Giants 21.
Unfortunately for the Giants, they just did not make enough of the necessary plays in order to come out of Dallas with a victory, but they'll get a chance to see the Cowboys again later this year at MetLife Stadium. When we come back, Giants head coach is passionate about football, but Tom Coughlin also focuses on giving back. We'll tell you about the J Fund when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin has won a lot of football games and a pair of Super Bowls as a head coach, but his biggest win has come with the J Fund, something he founded in honor of one of his former players.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer, to support them in every way that we possibly can.
Hi there. How are you? Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
I believe we can make it be a brighter day.
Whether it's educational grants, counseling, or financial assistance, the J Fund also promises to be there.
Financially was the way that they helped us, which was really helpful, because if not, who knows where we would have been at today.
They just take care of the whole family, not just the child that has the disease. They take care of everyone, because everyone is affected in one way or another, not just the actual patient.
They made us believe that everything was going to be fine and they will be with us from day one, and that's exactly what has happened.
It makes me smile. It makes me feel good about myself and that I'm not alone. It just picks up my spirit, and I go home and everything's okay.
It was actually my dad's idea. He thought it'd be really fun for the kids to get an opportunity to see sort of backstage at a football stadium.
We just got so much terrific feedback from the kids that were a part of it in the past. So we decided we really wanted to make this a signature event for the Tom Coughlin J Fund. I had a dream
so big and loud. Turn around and take some pictures.
Ready? Go, 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 go.
What the ice cream social means to me, this gives them a day to have fun. That's the whole deal.
Who wants to eat some cake?
All right, coach, you guys do the first cut, please.
A day like today brings us all together just to be able to have fun and just to enjoy meeting the players and seeing this behind the scenes. Something that everybody doesn't get a chance to see really makes them feel special.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
The Giants have been so supportive of everything that we do with the J Fund, and the whole staff is involved in making it a success and making it so terrific for the family. And I think it's contagious when you see what's going on here, that more and more people want to be a part of it and they want to find a way to help us make it even better than it already is.
We are very proud to celebrate our 10-year anniversary in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area and to honor everyone we have helped and who has helped us tackle childhood cancer.
Obviously, the J Fund is near and dear to the Coughlin family, and Coach always puts a lot of time and effort into events throughout the course of the year. And one of their biggest events always takes place in the fall at Cipriani. Here's a look back at the latest J Fund extravaganza.
We're here again to try to do better, because the goal is always to do the best that you can, and if we can raise more money, we can distribute that money to those in need.
This thing's really grown over the years, and but Coach Coughlin's passion for the J Fund has not. It's something he's very passionate about. He loves, this is a special night for him.
Jay's life was short, but his legacy is long and powerful.
We can't thank Coach Coughlin enough for everything he has done in Jay's memory. What a legacy, thanks to Coach Coughlin.
It's a hard group to say no to, because
you see right in front of you the great work that they do. You see the families that that so desperately need help, and it's a great thing to be a part of.
You know, I expect it to be a great event, first class, as far as good cause. You know, he's done so much, he's been so influential for so many people that, you know, it fits him to have, you know, a charity set up where he's doing unbelievable things for so many people.
The amount of money that we're able to raise, the amount of children we're able to support, the amount of families we're able to give resources to.
There are tons of families out there that are in need, and the J Fund is filling that void, both financially, spiritually, mentally, and really just giving that family a bigger family of support to know that there are people out there that care for them.
The works of the J Fund are a testament to a young man whose spirit inspires us to do all that we can to serve those who are in need.
One player who always participates in the J Fund Gala is Steve Weatherford. He's in control of this week's Giants trivia.
Who holds the Giants record for the highest punt average during their postseason career? The answer coming up after the break. I hold the Giants record for the highest punt average during their postseason career, averaging 45.9 yards per punt.
We thank Steve Weatherford for this week's edition of Giants Trivia. We welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Well, the Giants have won four Super Bowls. They've been to five, and the seeds of that success were built in the early 80s.
When I first took the job, the first responsibility I had is to find the best head coach that we could find for the Giants. And I'd like to introduce to you Ray Perkins.
It's a great honor, needless to say, for me to be chosen as head coach of the New York Giants.
Young's next major move occurred in the 1979 draft when he selected a little-known quarterback from Morehead State named Phil Sims. Sims won six of the first eight games he started and was runner-up for the 1979 Rookie of the Year, losing out to future teammate Otis Anderson. But in 1980, a porous defense allowed 425 points, third most in team history. And the Giants once again found themselves looking for answers. So in 1981, George Young used the second overall pick in the NFL draft to choose a player that would revolutionize the position of linebacker. And his position coach, Bill Belichick, knew immediately that the Giants had picked a winner.
It didn't take long. We had a scrimmage after a few days of practice, and Lawrence made about, you know, seven, eight tackles, just, you know, blew in there, couldn't block them, and we all walked off the field saying, oh, my God, this guy's going to be a force.
Lawrence was named Defensive Rookie of the Year, and he would form a special bond with then-defensive coordinator Bill Parcells.
It's my guy, you know. We came together as assistant, and he was a young draft choice, and catalytic player, dynamic, easy to coach. That was the great thing about Lawrence. You teach him something, he can take it right with him. Your job when you get a player like that is to let the talent flourish.
Be more aggressive on that special now. They'll come back with that. You know that slant counter there?
Yeah.
Kick it over.
I want to show how to play that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Lawrence. Kick it over.
Yeah.
Taylor immediately became the heart of a ferocious Giants defense. And he, along with fellow linebackers Brian Kelly, Brad Van Pelt, and Harry Carson, formed a frightening unit that garnered an even scarier nickname.
Brad, Brian, Lawrence, and myself, you know, we were the crunch bunch, and we were big, strong, fast, and we were able to get after people. And you just felt like you could just smack people around. When the offense broke the huddle and you could see the fear in their eyes, I'd never been a part of a group that demanded so much respect than that group, especially those linebackers.
With one of the best defenses in the NFL, the Giants entered the 1981 season with hopes of ending an 18-year playoff drought. In week 11, Phil Sims suffered a shoulder injury, and he'd be lost for the rest of the season. But with backup Scott Bruner picking up the reins, he led the Giants into the postseason, including a huge end-of-the-season victory against the arch-rival Dallas Cowboys, with a little help from kicker Joe DiNello.
Good! The Giants win! The Giants win! The Giants win!
DiNello's kick advanced the Giants to the NFC wildcard game against the Philadelphia Eagles, their first playoff appearance in 18 years. The Eagles were 7-point favorites, but the Giants scored on their first two possessions to open up a 20-0 first quarter lead when Mark Haynes recovered a fumble in the Eagles' end zone.
Free ball! Giants have it in the end zone! Touchdown! Oh, my Lord! Giants got a touchdown!
But Philadelphia battled back. Wilbert Montgomery's 2 second-half touchdowns cut the lead to 27-21. As the Eagles fans sensed a miracle comeback, running back Rob Carpenter and the Giants' offense was determined to extinguish the rally.
This was one time in a situation where the offense could win the game. We had done a great job up to that point, and if we got a couple first down, people were going to say, well, hey, the offense did their job, and they won the game when it had to be won.
Behind an inspired offensive line, Carpenter rumbled through the Eagles' defense, chewing up time and yardage to preserve the victory. The Giants' first postseason win in almost 20 years.
That success in the early 80s gave the Giants a taste of what winning was all about, and it would produce Super Bowl championships. Time to shift gears and bring you this week's edition of Sideline Jam. That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. Much more to come here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's edition of Off Guard is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Giants have the weekend off. It is their bye weekend. Time for this week's edition of Off Guard.
Baseball, 100%.
Soccer. Never played a day in my life, but I think I would have been good at it.
Boxing. That's easy.
Cricket or polo or something like that. I don't know.
Favorite superhero? The Hulk.
Thor.
Favorite superhero? Batman. He's the only one that do it naturally.
Favorite toy as a kid? Probably a yo-yo.
A football.
Favorite toy as a kid? Oh, man. I had this oven where you could make, like, gooey, slimy candy. So it wasn't no easy-bake oven. It was a candy-making oven.
That's this week's edition of Off Guard. Time to shift gears for Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So the Giants head into this bye weekend having lost 2 in a row, 3-4, not the record that they were gunning for, especially after having strung together 3 consecutive wins, road losses in Philadelphia and Dallas. But that's now all in the rearview mirror as the Giants get a chance to kick back and reassess what's going on with the football team. But it also starts with the players individually. They need to focus in on what they can do to win their own individual battles. And for the Giants to get back on their winning ways and to make a run in the second half of the season, it's pretty simple. It's not about a new offense. It's not about defensive schemes. It's about winning at the point of attack. The offensive and defensive fronts have to do a better job of running the football and stopping the run. If you do those things in the National Football League, win the battle of physical, as Giants head coach Tom Coughlin alluded to earlier in the week, well, then you have an opportunity to be successful, because there's nothing more demoralizing than to have the ball run on you, or more demoralizing to your opposition than to be able to say, here's the football, we're going to run it down your throat. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night here on My Nine for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.